John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and apart from Him, not one thing came into being which has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
In Him was life. The hymn in 1:4 denotes the Word who was God, and through whom all things came into being. In Him is life. Why did He create all things before He came to be life? Because in order for Him to be received as life, there was the need of a receptacle, a receiver. Suppose He had not created anything, yet came to be life. To whom would He be life? Although He might be life, there would have been no receiver for Him as life. Thus, before He came to be life, He created the heavens, the earth, and man with a spirit to receive Him. Zechariah 12:1 says that, "The Lord stretches forth the heavens, and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth a spirit of man within Him." Thus, the heavens are for the earth is for man, and man was made with a spirit to receive God. Now the Word can come as life, to be received by the man whom He created. Creation produced a receptacle for life. Life can only be found in the expression of God. The Word, which is the expression and explanation of God, contains God as our life. When we receive the Word, we receive the life within it. Both the Word and the life are God Himself. The Word is the expression of God, and the life is the very content of God. When we hear the Word, we realize that God is expressed and explained. When we receive the Word, we receive God's very content as life, and thereby born of God, and become the children of God. The life in the Word is the very content of God.